Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today is episode 158, and today I would like to chat a little bit about what happens when we apply pressure on ourselves, apply too much pressure on ourselves, and what goes into decision making to kind of relieve some of that pressure. And I have a very recent example. Actually, while I record this, I've already made my decision, but for example, what I mean by applying too much pressure on ourselves is, had a long weekend this weekend, so got Friday off from my job teaching fifth grade, Monday, national holiday, MLK Junior Day, have that off as well, 4-day weekend. Yesterday I had a work day, so I went in, got to work, the kids weren't there, got to plan, you know, do all the things that we sometimes don't have enough time for. My parents live in about 2.5 hours away. My sister lives north 2.5 miles away, or 2.5 hours away as well. So we're together often, but we haven't been together in a little bit. So I woke up this morning, and my plan was to stay in Des Moines for the entire weekend. I was going to stay here, just relax, and then go into the school a little bit more. Be prepared for Tuesday when the students come back and be really well planned. For full context, if it's your first time listening or if you forgot, it's my first year teaching, so it's brought a lot of nerves, anxiety. I just really want to do well, and we're into January now, so we're about 5 months in, and a lot of planning. I like to do a lot of planning on Sunday when it's a typical Monday through Friday week. So my plan was to stay here, go in Monday, plan, be really ready for the next week. I saw my family, my sister's down with my parents hanging out, and I just had a thought come into my head, you know, what's more important in this moment, and what am I going to regret more if I don't do? Am I going to regret not being as prepared, because I'm still going to be well prepared for Tuesday next week for teaching? Am I going to be upset with myself if I don't have it all as great as I want, or am I going to, you know, regret not spending time with my family looking back, you know? And I'd like to lead with, I think we all obviously make our own decisions. We ask for feedback and help sometimes, but it's always going to be our decision to make. So that can be challenging and liberating at the same time, because it's always going to be up to us, but there's so many things that go into it, so many factors. I'm deciding, you know, after I record this, I'm going to head over, you know, make the drive and go hang out with my family, because in my mind, you know, I can do both, you know, and it's been a really challenging balance to try to find my first year making decisions and not being so 99.9% locked into the job. And like I said, am I going to do a great job and be well planned and still do my job next week? Of course. But I really struggle with, I can do both. I can go hang out with my family for a little bit, come back here, and still do what I wanted. I think I get sometimes really caught up in nagging myself, or that negative self-talk comes back on a loop to myself. Well, if you go and do this, you're giving up that time. Are you going to be well prepared? You know, so many what ifs or questions come up, and that anxiety kicks back in, that I won't be prepared enough for next week, and then I will feel guilty because I made the decision to not, you know, plan right now for my job and go hang out with my family. But again, it always comes back to that question for me when I get really overwhelmed. What am I going to regret not doing? What am I going to regret more if I don't do it? Now, this is just a very specific example. This could be between your job and your partner. This could be if you have a family, you know. This could be relationships between, you know, it could be a million things. You might want to go travel and be independent, but you have family as well, or friends, or a job, or any number of things that you could be kind of trying to make decisions between. And it's not always like one or the other, you know. It could be deciding where you put your time. Do you want to start a new hobby, but you also have a job that's demanding? Or it's not always work-related. You know, I want to make that really clear, and I think you would be more than capable of understanding that. It's more about when we're making decisions for ourselves, and more about how we talk to ourselves while we try to make decisions. You know, in this instant, I could ask 10 people. They could all say, yeah, you should stay in Des Moines. You should try to plan. You know, you have some new math, you know, systems that you're doing. You know, you have a new, some new things that you're doing for writing in your class. You should probably stay in Des Moines for the next couple of days and be really well prepared. Some people would say, oh, absolutely, go hang out with your family. That's more important right now. You know, there could be 5 people for each. There could be 9 people that say one that say the other. But it's always going to be my decision. If I needed help or if I wanted some guidance on even someone just to listen to me while I verbally process my decision-making, I would ask for it. But at the end of the day, it's always going to be my decision. I think as long as we're making decisions that we feel comfortable with in the moment and we have given it some genuine thought, we have to give ourselves grace. You know, life is already hard enough, and I've said this so many times over the years, life is really challenging enough. So if we're going to apply more pressure from ourselves when there's already pressure from a million outside sources, then it just gets completely overwhelming, at least from my experience. I am going to go hang out with my family, and I'm going to give myself the grace to understand that I'm making a decision that I want to do. I'm still hitting my goals for my career and my job, and I'm still going to do both really well. And sometimes we make the wrong decision. You know, we mess up. Sometimes we make decisions. We have regret. You know, I could not go see my family. I wish I would have. I think that's even more powerful where the grace comes in, taking that self-pressure away and saying, what place did I make the decision? How did I make the decision? Did I give it genuine thought and effort? And I made a decision that I thought at the moment was the right one. And I think that can be applied when you're picking between things, or if you're trying to decide where to spend your time, or, you know, and when conflict arises in your life. Remove that self-pressure when you're making decisions. If you give it your best thought and you're making decisions for yourself and for the people you love and for the people around you that need, that rely on your decision-making to be healthy and from a good place, then you're doing everything you can. And I hope that you remember that. And I'm going to try to remember that as well. So I will catch you on the next one. But before I go, I just wanted to share some updates. As you know, if it's maybe your first time listening or maybe you haven't heard before, every penny that I make from the ads on this podcast goes to the Todd Handel Memorial Fund. Todd Handel is my uncle. He passed away from suicide when he was 21 years old. And so my middle name is Todd, and I've been very passionate over the years to raise money for suicide prevention through the AFSP, American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. We've been raising, you know, some money over the years, like I said, and a lot of the money comes from this podcast. So if you're listening right now, you are helping by listening to the ads and just spreading the word of the podcast, and being a listener helps the Memorial Fund so much. So we are at $3,305. Means so much to me. That is money that's directly impacting and helping people and preventing suicide through amazing programs. So I just wanted to say thank you, give a little update, and just say how meaningful this is to me. Another thing, we are at 97 Apple Podcast reviews on the Apple Podcast app. So if you're willing and have some time, if you leave a review and just what this podcast means to you or anything that you would like to say, an honest review is always welcome, and they mean so much to me. What those reviews do is it really helps spread the podcast and helps it grow, which means, you know, more people listening, our community grows, hopefully people are getting some benefits from the podcast, and more connections. The connections are so meaningful for me. And more money into the Todd Handel Memorial Fund to help prevent suicide. So just an all-around amazing thing. So I appreciate you so much. Before I go, I just want to remind you that continue to be yourself even when it gets really challenging, and just show up for yourself every day, and continue to give yourself grace because you deserve it. So remember to be kind, be positive, be yourself. Remember that trans lives are human lives. Trans rights are human rights as well. And let's be kind to each other. Remember that Black Lives Matter. And I will see you, my friends, on the next one.